This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong. And of course, since this is the first Monday of the month on Raise Your Game, we'll be speaking to someone from Leaderonomics. Today, I'm talking to Rashmi Menon, Head of Client Engagement at Leaderonomics Malaysia. And we're going to be talking about integrity. So it's pretty much a given that everyone wants to associate with people who have integrity. But is that really true? You know, think back to various incidents in life where you or the people around you haven't really practiced integrity. Maybe the time when you quietly got extra change from the cashier at the supermarket. Did you return the money or did you quietly walk away and maybe laughed about your windfall? Or perhaps there was a time that your boss asked you to do something that you weren't comfortable with and you never questioned the ethics of that. Look, none of us are perfect. All of us have these moments in our life. And each time we face such a choice, we are testing our integrity. So thanks, Rashmi, for speaking to me today all about that topic. Let's get started.
All right. Hi, Christine. Thank you very much for this opportunity. You know, when I first got this thing that I'm going to be speaking about integrity on BFM, and honestly, it was my choice because my editor gave me a list of topics and she said, which one is closest to your heart? And I said, you know what? Integrity matters a lot to me. So this is something I would love to talk about. But when the moment came that I knew that I had to actually do the segment, I was like, oh, now what do? I need to put together some thoughts, you know, have some structure to what I'm going to say. So the first thing I did was actually reach out to all my friends, people, you know, I know well, colleagues, neighbors, friends, relatives, and I asked them, what does integrity mean to you? And interestingly, you get a range of answers. Everyone has their own personal definition. I heard things like integrity means honesty, it means commitment, it means doing what you promised you would, even if no one is holding you accountable. One of my friends described it very simply as the gap between what you say and what you mean or do. And this gap to her is inversely proportional to integrity. If there's a large gap, then clearly you're not, you know, a person with huge amounts of integrity. Another friend had a very short and sharp definition where he said where listening to your conscience in acts of omission or commission is integrity. And it took me a while to figure that one out. Yet another friend called it her inner moral compass, the ability to remain true to yourself and to do the right thing no matter what the situation. And I think that was the definition that resonated with most people, or that was what I got from most people, that you do the right thing. You do what you believe is right, no matter what the circumstances are. Oprah Winfrey's put it very simply. She says, real integrity is doing the right thing, knowing that nobody is going to know whether you did it or not. Mm. So that to me is integrity.
Interesting. So it seems to kind of revolve around the idea that doing the right thing, well, you shouldn't be doing it for attention or because it's convenient for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the word convenient is very, very critical here. You know, it's very easy to have integrity when things are going your way. It's not going to impact you in any way. It's not going to have any consequences. You know, for instance, you know, the example you gave of the boss who asked you to do something unethical. And if I raise my voice, if you raise your voice against that boss and you say, you know what, I don't think what you're saying is right. I don't think what you're asking me to do is right. And in that case, it's very possible that, you know, you may not lose your job, but your boss might really get angry with you. Or maybe the company wants you to do things a certain way and you're not doing them that way. You know, you're not putting your clients, I don't know, you're not doing risky things and the company wants you to in a very subtle, you know, let's not tell anyone about it kind of way.
Right.
And that could have serious consequences on your career, on your future career path. So when there are no consequences, it's very easy to have integrity. And there are a few stories, you know, like well-known stories that I read when I was doing my reading on integrity.
Okay.
And one of the ones that stood out for me was about Andy Roddick, the U.S. tennis player. So back in 2005, Roddick was actually playing at the Italian Open in Rome. And he was in the fourth round. He was playing Fernando Verdasco of Spain. And he was leading 3-5 in the second set. He had Verdasco was serving, and Andy Roddick had match point against him. Verdasco served, and the ball actually landed on the line. But the line umpire called it out. The umpire actually gave the match to Roddick, so he was the winner.
Mm.
But Roddick knew that that ball had not gone out. It was actually in. And he told the chair umpire that, you know what, the ball was on the line, and I can show you where it landed. And, of course, the point was reversed. And sadly enough, Verdasco went on to win the match. So Roddick lost his chance at winning the Italian Open Championship. He lost a lot of money. And, you know, but this is where, you know, and interestingly, when I was looking at the headlines for that, most of the headlines didn't really appreciate that. You know, they're saying, oh, one moment of sportsmanship loses him the match or loses him the tournament. And I was thinking, wow, why do people think like that? Why are people not inspired by him or thinking that this is the right behavior? This is how it should be, where you don't win in an unethical way, you win fair and square. So, you know, that was one of the stories that I read, which really, really amazed me. And when Roddick was asked about it, he kind of joked and he said, oh, maybe I should go and put my foot there or done whatever. But he said he never even thought twice about it, because this is how it should be. I mean, there's no point when he knows that the ball is in, why would he even take that point? So, you know, but not every sportsman follows that. And I think, in, you know, to expand on this a little, for Roddick, it was one match out of many. And of course, it's sad when you lose a tournament. But I read another story, which I was really amazed by.
Okay.
And this was a person called James Doty, who was in the 1990s in like the internet boom was happening. And he had set up this company and he had made millions of dollars. And now James Doty was actually a huge philanthropist. So his net worth at some point, because he created some software or a site, or I'm not sure what it was, something called Cyber Knife.
Right.
And his personal net worth was something like $75 million, thanks to his creation. And at that point, he said, I have so much money, I want to donate some of it. So he actually pledged something like $30 million worth of stock to various charities. Yeah, that's a huge chunk of your fortune. Unfortunately, soon after he did that, the great internet crash of, you know, 2001 happened, and he lost almost his entire fortune. And the exception to that was that those shares that he had pledged to charity still had quite a bit of value. So, you know, everyone around him told him, you know what, no one's going to care. His lawyers said, it's okay, people will understand, you've lost your fortune, now you can't donate this, you know, you've pledged it, but you haven't given it, it's okay, nobody will care if you keep it back, they'll understand, you're in a tough, you know, you're in tough straits, you need the money, you shouldn't do this. And James Doty talks about the fact that he thought and thought, and finally he said, you know what, I gave my word, I pledged these shares, and he went ahead and donated it. So he pretty much cleaned himself out of his fortune. But he says, when he thought about it, he says, one of the things he grew up thinking was that money is what gives you pleasure and money is what makes you happy. But honestly, giving away the money made him far happier than it would have otherwise. And I think keeping his word, you know, showing the integrity, you know, that was endemic to his character, I think that's what kept him, made him happy. That's really important. Again, it's all about consequences. When you have real consequences, you're losing your entire fortune, but you stick to your word. Now, that shows very, very high integrity of character.
That's so interesting, because I think another common thread with both the stories that you've told is that you're not doing it for any external reward. You know, in the case of Roddick, he's not being praised for his decision. People are saying he made the wrong call to be honest about that point. And in the case of, obviously, of James, he lost all his money, right? So it's interesting to see that, in a weird way, you know, having this amount of integrity is sort of punished by external forces, but it's that internal reward of knowing that you have stuck to your guns and kind of followed through with your principles, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I so agree with that. Because, and again, it comes back to the same thing, that it's doing the right thing when no one knows it or no one appreciates it. And this is funny, because I'm having this conversation with my family, and we were saying maybe 60 years ago, having integrity was a given. Everybody just took it for granted that this is how you behave. You know, you see all the old books or the old, you know, movies. Everyone talks about having an upright character, having integrity, doing the right thing. But slowly we seem to be becoming a society where it's almost considered foolish or not quite smart if you don't take advantage of you know, things around you or events around you, and doing the right thing isn't necessarily what you can, you know, focus on. So I think it's interesting, and I think it's something we need to focus on. We really need to teach people how to, you know, bring back that integrity, to really listen to that inner voice which says this is the right thing or this is not the right thing to do.
Right. That's a fascinating point that you've made about how we no longer, I guess, value integrity in a strange way. Just off the top of my head, there are characters in media who have integrity and that are punished for it. like Ned Stark from Game of Thrones, for example, if people have seen that. He's clearly someone who has a lot of integrity as a character, but he's obviously punished for it. Spoilers for people who haven't seen Game of Thrones.
For people who haven't watched it.
Yes.
Yeah, but I totally agree.
In that case, you know, in this context where we don't seem to value it or we don't seem to feel it is necessary, why is integrity important?
So, you know, think about the last time someone didn't keep their word to you. You know, it could be something very simple. A friend said, you know what, let's catch up for coffee or let's catch up for dinner tonight. And then at the last minute, they canceled on you and you feel bad. You say, you know, why didn't this person do this? Mm. Or you know, you learn that someone you've trusted so much has been lying to you, has not been telling you the truth. And how does that make you feel? You feel betrayed, you feel sad, and most of all, you lose trust in that person. You know, Stephen Covey says that trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. And I'm quoting him here, where he says it's the foundational principle that holds all relationships. Mm. So when you compromise on that, when you compromise on the trust, when you don't live up to someone's trust, when you don't have integrity in a relationship, then that glue starts to, you know, unravel or dry up. And that's when you start to lose the people that matter. Mm. And that's why integrity is so important. I think even more than this, when we talk about integrity, of course, we're talking about a lot of external things, you know, having integrity towards your profession mm-hmm. or towards your family or, you know, but one of the most important aspects of integrity is having integrity towards yourself. And I think this is where, if you think about your life, mm-hmm. you know, the life that you're living today, what if you could live the very best life that's possible, you know, the very best version of yourself? How do you think your life would be different? Mm-hmm. Do you have a thought about that, Christine?
Oh, my goodness, I overthink everything, so yes. But, you know, I think that's something we're going to talk about after the break because it's time to take a few short messages at the moment. I'm speaking to Rashmi Menon of Leaderonomics, and we'll talk more about integrity after this. BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and today we have Rashmi Menon, Head of Client Engagement at Leaderonomics, and we're talking about the concept of integrity. We covered a few anecdotes about people showing examples of integrity and also touched upon why integrity is important, which has a lot to do with trust. And before the break, Rashmi was about to delve into the idea of self-integrity. So tell me more about that.
Okay. So, you know, talking about self-integrity, so it comes back to being the best you that you can be. And what does that mean? When we say that integrity is keeping your word, when you have self-integrity, it's keeping your promises to yourself. You know, you keep your promises, all of us keep our promises to our family to some extent, to our friends. We try to live up to their expectations. We try to live up to their trust in us. But how often do we put ourselves second, or we don't give the best of ourselves for ourselves? Mm. So when you do that, when you're honest, you keep your word in all areas to yourself. So you say, I'm going to do something for my career, for instance. I'm going to take this class maybe, and it's a simple example, maybe take a new certification program, or I'm going to work extra hard, or I'm going to do this extra job, or maybe something related to personal that I really want to live healthy, so I'm going to eat, you know, vegetarian only for twice a week or something. So these mm-hmm. are small examples, but each time you do something like that, you make a promise like that to yourself, and you live up to your promise, that is when you're really, really living up to your own expectations, and you're mm-hmm. becoming the best person you can be. And this is why personal integrity, integrity to yourself, when you do that, when you follow up to your words to yourself, that's when you set a goal, you follow through and you achieve it. And that's when, you know, integrity really matters as well. You know, integrity to your own inner self and what you've promised yourself. Yeah.
It basically sounds like you're setting yourself a precedent for your behavior, right? Are you going to plan things and never follow through? Or are you going to actually take what you want to do and actually do something actively about it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
So living up to your own expectations. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. I think a lot of times we look to external factors or external signals to, you know, define who we are or what we think of ourselves or how we perceive ourselves. But it's important to also look within ourselves. And do I like myself as a person? Do I live up to my own expectations? I have all these ideas, thoughts, goals, dreams, vision, whatever. And mm-hmm. am I really living up to that? So for me, that's also very much part of integrity.
I think the interesting thing about self-integrity as well is that it doesn't have to be something big, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, a massive concept or a massive goal that you have to strive towards for that to be a principle in your life. I mean, with your note about being more healthy, you know, for example, I'm trying desperately to promise to myself that I'm going to go for a walk every other day. And it's not something that is, you know, going to take up too much of my time. And it's not something that is too pressured, but it's just something mm-hmm. that I'm trying to instill, even if it's like a 5-minute walk, you know, just to get off my sedentary lifestyle and get some activity into my life. And it's not difficult, right?
No, it's not. It's not difficult. But all of us, you know, it's always that thing of, I do the same, actually. I keep telling myself, I must go for a walk every morning. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up and it's like, oh, it's so nice to just be snuggled in my bed. Do I really want to do this? So, you know, and I do. Some days I do, some days I don't. So that's my own personal battle with, you know, living up to my own expectations, as is yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
But there are lots of small things you can do. And I think, you know, when I was talking to people or reading about this, I mean, some of the examples that people gave for, you know, how to live with integrity really struck me. So one of the things that I read was that having integrity is being able to apologize to your children.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, why would you think that? But what this person said was, honestly, especially when we have small kids, and I am the mother of two teenagers, so they're not small anymore. But when you have small kids, you know, they're very vulnerable. And a lot of times parents, and me included, I confess at one time, sometimes you come home from office and you're tired and irritable and you don't have patience and you snap at them or you're unreasonable with them or you get angry for no reason whatsoever. And they're really small, so they can't retaliate and they love you so much, they just take whatever you give them. But that is when you need to step back and say, was I being, you know, was I doing the right thing?
Right.
And you weren't. So that's when you say, okay, I'm going to apologize to my child. And I actually learned to do that. I realized that I was saving all my good behavior for clients and colleagues and, you know, people outside. And I was taking out my worst behavior at home. And I was like, no, that's not, you know, that's not good parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And so this article actually said that if you apologize to your children, if you make them understand that you did not mean what you said and it was a moment of weakness on your part, that's integrity at work. That's
right.
Integrity to being a parent and, you know, being the right type of parent. So I was, you know, there were a lot of examples of this kind. There was another one where it talked about bosses. We always hear stories about bosses taking credit for their subordinates' work. There are all these horror stories out there. But when bosses actually acknowledge that their subordinates have done something, they've created something, they have, you know, actually been the person responsible for what people are seeing, you know, in front of them, that's another form of integrity because you're showing integrity to your role as a manager, as a leader, as a boss.
Right.
So, yeah, there are many such examples. I could go on and on.
Actually, regarding the boss's point, that leads me really nicely into my next question because I think a big part of integrity is understanding how it affects other people, and leaders have to, you know, consider their relationship with integrity as well. So, you know, tell me a bit more about that relationship between integrity and leadership.
So, you know, start with a very simple example. You go for I remember once going for a concert and the concert started really late. It was like almost an hour and a half late.
Oh.
And the person who was the performer came up and there were no apologies. There were no, you know, and this is not a leader. This is just a person who's, you know, I've gone for that. I've chosen to go for that. But I was thinking to myself, if this person had just come and apologized, you know, he's in a position of power. He's got all these fans waiting there to listen to him. You know, they've come there, spend time, money, effort to be there for him. And he doesn't have the courtesy to apologize and say, you know what, I'm sorry. You know, things happen and I'm really, really sorry that I couldn't make it on time. So when people in positions of power, and that could be, it could be leaders, it could be, you know, entertainment stars, it could be anybody. When people in positions of power don't apologize, that's when they show that they're not showing integrity towards their audience. And I think that's a very important aspect of leadership where you accept or you understand that you're there because of the people around you. If you're a leader, the people around you have supported you in reaching that position. If you're an entertainer, the people around you are your fans who've brought you to that level of fame and, you know, stardom. And you have to have integrity towards them as well, towards your people around you.
And I also imagine, you know, expressing integrity, I guess, also leads to this sense of authenticity about a leader as well. And that's becoming more and more important as days go by, especially looking at people in leadership positions.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, when we talk about leaders, there are actually two key aspects most people think about. One is the quality of their character, and the other is their reputation. So, you know a lot of leaders by their reputation. Mm-hmm. But reputation is mostly what people, what others think you are. You know, it's not what you truly are. Whereas character is who you really are. And people can tell when you're not being authentic mm-hmm. or when you lack integrity. I mean, no matter how much we try to cover it up, at some point it comes out. So I think leaders need to focus more on their character, on the integrity of their characters. Now, you know, in Leadernomics, we do a lot of research on what we call the science of building leaders, mm-hmm. SOBL. And we talk about two types of character, performance character and moral character. And most leaders will have performance character. They're leaders for a reason. They're good at what they do. They're, you know, they're strong in whichever field they're in. So mm-hmm. yes, performance character is a given. But what really makes a leader stand apart is moral character. And integrity is very much an aspect of, one of the key aspects of moral character. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we do this research, we speak to a lot of leaders, you know, across organizations in various fields. And I think the one common thread, if you ask them what is most important to them as a value or as a character trait, they all speak of integrity. They all speak of the fact that integrity really matters. When you have integrity, you can be trusted. People will follow you. They will believe you. They will work wholeheartedly with you. Mm. And most of them talk about how they learned integrity growing up. Maybe it was their parents. Maybe it was the people around them. Definitely integrity is something that you learn at an early stage in life. But it can also be taught. And that's the good news about integrity, that even if you're not born with or without it, it's something that is behavior-based. So mm-hmm. the more you practice it, the more you learn it.
Right. You know? And I believe you have five questions that can be used to engage the mindset of integrity when it comes to leadership as well. So what are those five questions?
Okay. So the first question you need to ask yourself is, do I keep my word and my promises? Do I really tell, you know, do I really do what I've promised people I will do? That's question number one. Question number two for me is, do I maintain honest communication with others? So am I honest in what I tell them? What kind of message I'm communicating to them? The third would be, do I keep my environment organized? Now that sounds like an odd thing to put into integrity, but I think somewhere when your environment is organized, when you are aware of what you're doing, what you're not doing, what's in place around you, mm-hmm. I think that helps to maintain a cleaner environment in a sense. And I think that helps with also managing everything else. A lot of times loss of integrity happens because you're not in control of what's around you.
Right.
Right. And when that happens, so of course, keeping your environment organized. Are you accountable? So do you hold yourself accountable? You know, this came back to that whole self-integrity thing. Yeah. I've promised myself something, but am I holding myself accountable for that? And finally, of course, keeping the right company. Sad as it may sound, we all take on characteristics from people around us. So it's important that you keep the right sort of company who have the same values, who have integrity, and you'll find that just because you're in that sort of company, you will want to be somebody like that as well. So I would say these are my five questions for figuring out if integrity, how you have an integrity-based character.
All right, fantastic. As we wrap up, do you have a final statement on this?
Okay, not my statement. I'll just quote Warren Buffett, who said, he's a much, much more credible person, I'm sure. And what he says about what makes great employees: in looking for people to hire, look for three qualities: integrity, intelligence, and energy. And if they don't have the first one, the other two will kill you.
Wow. Well, on that note, thank you so much, Rashmi, for speaking to me about integrity today.
Thank you, Christine. It was a pleasure.
I've been speaking to Rashmi Menon, Head of Client Engagement at Leadernomics. Of course, if you've missed any of this podcast, you can download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play, or also head over to our website, bfm.my/podcasts. I'm Christine Wong. You've been listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.